steely opposition growing to tatter pension offer Alec Thraves, Socialist Party Wales. Steelworkers in Port Talbot, and across other tatter steel plants in the UK, will be voting at the end of January on a potential agreement that would see the final salary British Steel pension scheme closed down. It could be replaced by an inferior defined contribution scheme which could result in tens of thousands of pounds being lost from workers. It could also force those in this dangerous and physically demanding industry to work until 65. The carrot being dangled in front of steel workers in order to support this draconian measure is a so-called promise by Tatter to invest £1 billion over the next 10 years, a commitment to keep the two blast furnaces operating for 5 years, and seeking to avoid compulsory redundancies. As steel workers have studied the small print over the past month, the opposition to the deal has grown. Tatter's guarantee of investment is dependent on the company making £200 million profit a year. Most believe it has to be at least £300 million. While seeking to avoid compulsory redundancies paves the way for further job cuts down the road. Only option. Despite the steel unions providing no leadership to their members, by making no recommendation on the deal, in practice at the series of roadshows across the Port Talbot plant, management, the union and the pension trustees have been stressing that this deal is the only option on the table. They have implied members should vote for acceptance, or we'll see the plant close. Carwyn Jones, Labour's Welsh First Minister, has enthusiastically supported the proposals in the Welsh Assembly. But then alongside Stephen Kinnock, Labour MP for Aberavon, he has attacked other politicians who have questioned the deal, and told them not to interfere, but let the steel workers decide themselves. Plaid Cymru's demand for rejection of the deal and temporary nationalisation falls short of a long-term solution. Steel workers obviously want to both protect their pension scheme and secure a long-term future for the steelworks. That is not possible by handing a temporarily nationalized industry back to the financial vultures and speculators of the private sector. The only real chance of securing the hard-won British Steel pension scheme and guaranteeing the long-term future of Port Talbot and the UK steel industry is by demanding the complete nationalization of steel under democratic workers' control and management. That should be the recommendation of the steel unions to the threat of Tatter's dismantling of the pension scheme. NSSN public meeting, nationalise Tatter to save pensions and jobs, Thursday the 26th of January, 7:30 p.m. at Taybat Rugby Club, Port Talbot, SA 13, 1 Lane. Speakers include, Rob Williams, NSSN National Chair, a steel worker and other trade unionists. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 24th of January 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.